Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Pentecost at Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. Let me try this on you. I know some of you know this. Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. Thank you very much. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor at Burns. If you are here without knowing that this was a special occasion, let me tell you what is different about this Sunday. In the church calendar, we have come from the several Sundays of Easter. Had you been here last Sunday, there would have been Easter lilies and white paraments, which are the hangings that you see around you. Because today is Pentecost, many of our parishioners, our choir, and the other paraments are red, which is the symbolic color for the Holy Spirit. The other part of these hangings, you'll see balloons. Many people consider Pentecost as the birthday, if you will, of the Church of Jesus Christ. So that's the reason for the balloons. Many of you from other cultures often wear hats. The women of our congregation and men decided that today would be a hat day. So that's why it's not a normal thing for us to wear hats. I have a feeling it will become a tradition. So thank you all for coming so beautifully attired in your hats and red color. It's great. Let me make a few announcements. We are Burns Church, and we are one body of Christ made up of three different congregations that come from three very different cultures. We are all children of God. We are followers of Jesus Christ. And we endeavor to live a life that reflects kingdom living. So that is our theological stance. I'm going to introduce to you the leaders, if you will, of the three congregations and ask them, those two other gentlemen, to rise and be recognized. First, from the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, is Samuel Bachwe. Sir, welcome. And from the island nation of Tonga, the Tonga Fellowship, and Pastor Pelaki Lokotui. Pelaki, welcome. I want to make a few announcements. You have a fairly, by our standards, this is a small bulletin. Usually it has a lot more material. That was by design. A few announcements for you. Deb Gunther is going to come up and make a quick one. We have in our midst several individuals who are moving forward in ministry. They are trying to become licensed local pastors. I mentioned this last week. I'll just make a quick announcement. We are continuing to accept donations for our ministry support fund. If you are interested in supporting those individuals who are studying to become full-time pastors in the United Methodist Church, a donation that said something like ministry support fund would see us on our way there. Deb, come forward. We are all part of the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk, which is an effort by many local churches to help alleviate hunger, and Deb Gunther is one of the coordinators of that effort. Deb.
Good morning. This next week, June 14th, is our next fundraiser, June fundraiser for Crop. It's at Twisters. Twisters is on Mexico and Buckley, and it's all day this time. So please feel free if come for lunch or dinner to there. And thank you very much for all your support for Crop and for the fundraisers. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb. Deb was holding up a sheet of coupons. All you need is one of these, but you do need one of these so that your donation can get forwarded to Crop. If you want one of these, if you're going to be around on Tuesday the 14th and have a chance to go to Twisters, these coupons are on the table in the narthex, so you can get one for yourself. A reminder, next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday is Peace with Justice Sunday. These were handed out last week. There are still some more on the table in the narthex, and I want to read you a very brief letter from United Methodist Communications in Nashville. Dear Pastor, thank you for your generous gifts to Peace with Justice Sunday in past years. I hope you plan to receive the offering again this year. Indeed, we do. That offering will take place next Sunday, the 19th of June. Gifts to the 2010 Peace with Justice Sunday are working to help people victimized by the ongoing war over resources in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. The struggle to control gold, titanium, tantalum, and tin mines in this region have wrought violence of unfathomable proportions toward the people who live in communities nearby. The conflict minerals, as they're known in these mines, make up essential components in electronic devices that we use every day. If you have a cell phone, it has these materials. An MP3 player, a laptop, similar devices all have these metals that we rely on. The demand for these minerals fuels the ongoing violence. Armed with a grant from the United Methodist Peace with Justice Sunday offering, the Jerusalem Justice and Peace Ministry is assisting communities in the Congo with workshops to educate and empower Congolese people about justice issues in their communities and seek local solutions to close the gap between rich and poor. Your gifts support ministries that advocate for peace and justice. 50% of the offering remains in our annual conference, in the Rocky Mountain Conference, to support local peace with justice ministries. The other 50% goes to fund U.S. and other global peace with justice ministries. Thank you for participating in this special offering. Sincerely, Mark Harrison, Director, Peace with Justice Program. I ask you to prayerfully consider a generous donation in the envelope next week. If you make a check out, if you would, make it to Burns Church, and we will make sure that it gets consolidated and sent to our central office. The bulletin normally has a listing of meetings for this coming week. The good thing is there are no meetings. Several of us are attending annual conference, the yearly conference of the Rocky Mountain Conference, which will take place at the Denver Tech Center Marriott Hotel Thursday through Sunday. We will have a scheduled worship service next Sunday at 10 o'clock, as per usual, and we will resume regular schedules of meetings. So no Bible study this week and no other meetings. Are there any other announcements for the good of our community? Yeah, I was going to say, how many of you are Methodists? Okay, let's try something different. How many of you are children of God? And the rest of you are children of Satan? What's going on? No, I'm kidding. We're all children of God. How many of you eat food? Okay, well, you're in luck. Today we will have the Lord's table. We'll celebrate Holy Communion, one of our sacraments. And then after the service, we'll ask you to come outside, hopefully in the shade. We will have a community meal. We'll ask for a love offering, but if you didn't bring anything, that's not a problem. Everyone comes to the table and is welcome to join us for food from the United States, from Tonga, and from Ghana. So I hope you can all join us afterwards for our community meal. We are very lucky. I know that there are many folks here from Texas, and I recognize fully that everything is bigger and better in Texas. But on the grand list, right after Texas, I believe comes Colorado. We're very lucky to live in Colorado. We think about our brothers and sisters in eastern Arizona who are generously sharing the smoke from their fires, but they're battling wildfires, and that's a tough go. We have been blessed by God to have so much rain this spring, and hopefully our fire danger is not so high. But in that blessing, I'm hoping that brings, wells up in you peace and joy and happiness, recognizing that the source of that peace is the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So we now have an opportunity to raise up on your feet as you are able, to look around those around you and to welcome them in the peace of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us greet each other. Good morning. Welcome back. Several of you are fanning yourselves. I apologize for the warmth. If you can envision that that is the warmth of the Holy Spirit, it should be a good thing to be hot, right? Anyway, we're still trying to work on our heating system and get it turned over to cooling. A few notes. This is a different service for all of us. in that there's only one important section of Scripture. For at least the Burns congregation, this will come as a relief. There will be no sermon by me. Oh, you guys. Oh, man. So those two individuals who clapped, you'll be burning in hell with me. Anyway, one thing that's often come up is the different languages, which is a rich part of who we are. Different cultures, different peoples, one Lord, one Spirit, different gifts. What you'll notice is where it says community prayer after the scripture reading, there will be folks praying the same prayer in different languages. And we thought it good that you get to see what those languages look like. So on the back of your bulletin is the same prayer in Tongan, in Akan, which is one of the several languages that is spoken in Ghana, and in English. So we will be praying the same prayer in different languages. Likewise, for both of the hymns, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, and Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, we selected those hymns because they could be sung in those three different languages as well. You're not hearing something strange. You're hearing what the folks heard on the first Pentecost, which was different languages. But I have something to tell you, and I hope it doesn't come as a surprise. God speaks all languages. God can understand us, even when we speak nothing at all. So let us celebrate our diversity, and let us utilize our unity. I'd ask you to think about the movement of the Holy Spirit here, to think about the gifts of Jesus Christ and God Almighty as we listen to the prelude, which is In the Midst of New Dimensions by Julian Rush, as interpreted by Peggy Blocker. Let me ask you to rise as you are able and turn in the hymnal, if you're referring to that, in our hymnal in front of you, to number 420. Let us rise, and in the language of your choice, let us sing together, Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
No.
be seated. Let us turn to Scripture, to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. If you'd like to follow along in the Scripture reading, you'll find it in the Pew Bible, which hopefully is in front of you. If you turn to page 111, 111 in the New Testament of that Pew Bible, you'll find the passage. This occasion took place in the first century, but with just a little bit of an imagination, you can probably recognize the similarity if it were to take place today in the 21st century. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And let me ask you now to turn to the back of your bulletin. This prayer comes from our United Methodist hymnal. And Samuel and Belaki were both good enough to translate these. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. God of grace, you sent the promised gift of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and the women, upon Mary, the mother of Jesus, and upon his brothers. Fill your church with power, kindle flaming hearts within us, and cause us to proclaim your mighty works in every tongue, that all may call on you and be saved. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let me introduce to you Don Boyles, who is the choir master for the Burns Chancel Choir, to introduce our choir.
we're going to be singing Send Forth a Dove, which is apropos for Pentecost. Today is also the last day that our choir will be singing for the summer. We'll be taking our summer hiatus, and you'll be having special music through the rest of the season.
To make a switch now. And I'm, as the Tongan choir is taking their place, I'm going to introduce to you another member of the Tongan community. This is Atonio Tolutau.
Good
morning. Malo.
Okay. And December 5th. And the last part is words of thanksgiving. Thanking the Lord Jesus. You know, remember when he was on the cross? He said, when he said that it's finished, the door open for all of us. Worthy and unworthy, including me. I don't see unworthy people. The door open for all of us. So we can come up to the kingdom, the palace, pure, white, clean. Remember when he said in John 14, I go and prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, the place is full of mansions. And I'm so tired of living here in a small area, paying bills. Hold up there. All you have to do is sing and pray. In addition to this, our choir master, Nal Clement, is right there at our very rear. He was asking for vacation, so we fired temporarily.
Thank you, Antonio. Thank you, choir. And now, Pastor Pelaki Lokotui.
Let's pray. Mau frapita yato e otua. Kohi goe tapuak ba mo koloa go ke fa koloa ki batore aha koin. Mau kau frataha I he pongpongin he ke fa mo oni. O koi a e otua. Otua go goe tamai. Otua goe alo. Ba goe aha koin li go mau kau frataha I he fa mo oni. Ye hifo e lau mare ma ne oni ai na ke palo mesi te ke alu pe te ke tuku mai e fetongi ka te ke mau tolu ke ne hoko ko to koni pe boi pou pou ye feo pe mo nofo ko mau fai he ma man ko ni ko mau kau fata ha ko ni e fra feta e go hi ko e tuku mai e lau mare ma ne oni fai ai ho mau tau ka poi fai ai ho mau fa kai vi fai ai no fa lo to la hi ki mau tolu ke mau ke hoko ko ka kai ke mau ke tu kali kali e fai e fatongia pa moe ngawe a fiona he mamani kumau iai. Ege e kumau hanga ka te koe he pong pong koen, mau whawhita e mu whamalo ka te koe. Ko hei koe ngai tāpua ka toa pe, ko ke whakoloa ke mau ngai mo ui. Ko ke ui ki mau tolu, whataha pa moe ho mau ngai kau ngā mea, kau ngā lotu aia kumau pe ki nima whakataha. He kei tala bea e langi langi pa moe mafi mafi aho a fio. Ege e kumau hanga ka te koe he pong pong koen, mau whakape e holau maari e maa leoni, ke hifo mua o hange ko hifo aia he tau, ngā he tau ko mau whakamanatua. Aia ko e tau ko eni, pa mwe aha ko eni ko mau whakamanatua ai, ai kamata anga, ai lot whakaristiane, ai heke hifo lau maare maane one a Fiona, o whakarea aginau tau na e rea, pea whakamaluhi aginau tau na e vai vai, pea kutape mai ai tāpua aki ma mwe kresko ia, whakakoloa ake e mau ngahi mo ui, eke ko mau hangat ke a Fiona, tuku ke owa na whaifai ko maringiat, ka tuku ke hoko e lau mare mau no ni ko fukai vi ka tiki mau tolu ke ke faia e mau lotu faia e mau mau hu ka fai ta pe ki na ki mau tolu ke tu ke fai ta fia ka e ofa ka mo kere se ku ta fe be me lau mare a fiona ke hoko hoko pe e mau nga we ke mau hoko ai pe ko ka fi ka wa mau to a fiona ke tala ki pe o ngongo le re a ho a fio he mama ni mau yai fai ta pe ki na ki mau to e pa mo lotu mau fai e fio hi pa mo nga ku mau fai leo e mau ke ke he ke ho maunga hilandu, ke he maunga hirea, Kai na tala mai na hifo la mari man one a fiona. Pa na mau hoko pe o taha. Tu ke hoko e aha ko ni ke mau taha pe a fiona. Ke tala ki pe ngo ngere ka o tua pe taha ko ho a fio. Hifo me la mari o tata ki mau tolu. Tu pe ke mau ke no fu ko fa na wa a fiona. Pa tu pe a fiona ke ke hoko pe ko tu ka te ki mau tolu. Fai aha no tau hia ki mau tolu ngai fa tongia mo ngau ko pe ko mau fai. Here na fai fai gwe mau ngai ngau e ko ho ngai me a fiona. Hifo ha mau tapo ko fa kroa ki mau tolu. Pa mau lave he tapo ko mo itanga ta ko ke teu ma ki mau tolu. Fua ka te mau ngai mo ike me ngau ki mau tolu e ke neo me mau tai tau. Mau kolo ko toa ngai malo hina si so Christ ko alo. Ka ko mau fuka mo ui. Amen. Amen.
I now invite our brothers and sisters from Ghana.
Good morning, everybody. The Ghana Wesley United Methodist Church is going to treat you with a song entitled Yesu Mbo. All that we are saying is we want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ that through him, God gave the Holy Spirit, sent the Holy Spirit to us. So it's a very good news for us today as Christians. So we are saying, thank you, Jesus. That's Yesu Mbo. Thank you, Jesus. So it's a very good news for today. Adolfo woman yambo mpei. Yami ba tampa in the anepei so unkwa yes asidan kawudin in yo abra is yafun wo shim the war bom pe no awo esma wusun sum konko achatin zeba honodo ma waka kan kasa hro se yare kan na chiere ka de yin wa so na shesi eja da musun sum konko osi de mi na yare so anepei de eja mebi mbre yan su yan do da eja mebi mbre yan su yan do da eja yin mde sesu sum konko be yan nche na bibiore nyi wa yin tumi ye de biara da and the pay yana samaye de yesi asidan kan wudin wo aduma cheda oti da ma iza mehini sesu sum konko amba nche hene de nche hene yewo che yini jina bi oti dan njo yesi asidan kan wudin awo abra anyi esuafo no nam no eche hon de sa aya na wore bompe a wonka de yini ja it was so wudin hon to wayin zimbra enwa pedwa asasido dem wey was so me ndanda ezbande na fa hen from chain dem edi cha wona wo from hen me je yen ko jijim je yen fi musum awona ayinzi anyi chim yenyim yam Yeah, what did that? Amen.
Thank you all. Let me ask us now to turn to the celebration of Holy Communion. Would those members who are going to help me with the communion come forward to the Lord's table? If you'd like to follow along with the liturgy for Holy Communion, we're going to be starting on the bottom of page 7 in your hymnal. This is the theological stance of the United Methodist Church that Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another, as we're trying to do today. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. But despite our sins, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company in heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, he gave thanks to you, he broke the bread, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on Pentecost and on these gifts of juice and bread. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, some of you have already prayed this, but together in one voice, let us pray the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set, the meal is ready. As the ushers release you from your places, come forward. We'll have two stations. We will rip off a chunk of bread and offer it to you. Then the two gentlemen beside us will have trays of individual cups of grape juice. Please take one of those, consume it, and then put it in the baskets to either side as you return to your seat. The ushers will also be at the sides to accept any monetary donations you would make to our ministries. So come. Let us all share in the meal of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you. If you would join me on the prayer on the bottom third of page 11 in your hymnal. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For our final hymn, I'm going to ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 64. Again, with this hymn, I'd ask you to sing it in the language of your choice. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, number 64. Please rise. May be seated. I will offer a short benediction and we will exit the sanctuary, but if you would stay where you are, the postlude is a wonderful action song by our younger brothers and sisters from the Tonga Fellowship, so we will enjoy their worshiping of the Lord before we leave this place. Again, let me remind and ask you all to join us outside. If you leave the sanctuary, take a hard right turn and go out into the sunshine, there ought to be acres of food and lots of fellowship out there. I hope you will join us. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. O most magnificent God, you who have found our understanding through three persons, through God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, our Savior on this earth, and through the power and movement of your Holy Spirit among us now, we are forever grateful. Help us to cherish this memory of Pentecost, a glimpse of your kingdom when all people find their identity as children of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, and as one people, one body of Christ. We ask your blessing upon us, upon those we love, upon those for whom we pray. We ask that you would make us true disciples, able to spread your love, your word, your spirit to all with whom we come into contact. Let us work diligently for peace and justice, for your shalom. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen.